This podcast is brought to you by The Healthy Hub.
I need a bad one like you. Yeah, you need a bad man like me.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Just a Kick It Is a Blessing podcast with your host, Keith Tupagatiramu. Today is a very special episode. I have not only one, but two guests in studio with me. So without further ado, I will let my guest to my left introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lena. I am originally Sudanese, but I was born here, grew up here in Kenya, so Kenya is pretty much home to me as well. I am currently wrapping up with my master's, which I did in supply chain logistics management, did my undergrad in London in biomedical engineering. I also run a side business which sells organic hair and skin products called Binta Beauty Organics. So you should definitely give that a follow. Apart from that, I'm very enthusiastic about sport, fitness, just staying active. And I guess that's what we're here to talk about. So thank you for having me.
First of all, even before I get to my guest on my right, I'm charging you for all those advertising that you've done illegally. I'm just joking. Yeah, to the guest on the right.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daudi Kagwa. I am a artist. That's what I do for a living. I studied in South Africa, UCT, at the Makela School of Fine Art. I'm generally a very fitness-oriented person, very focused, very driven. I think, to be honest with you all, it's very clear why I think we've been chosen for this podcast. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah. Before we even get into why we're here today, you said you're an artist. So it must be, last time I had Shema, who was here, tell me how it's very hard to be an artist in a country like ours. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, it is quite hard. So one of the things is you have to be very focused, very intentional with everything that you're doing. So one thing that I know is that every step of the way, it's have a plan, right? Because if you don't have a plan, because I've seen there's artists who sell on the side of the road, then there's DJs who never make it up. There's artists who are selling CDs or trying to sell flash discs. But then it's like, okay, cool. If I can find the right networks and find the right people to talk to, maybe this will give me my in to another sphere or, you know, another the next level of my career. Yeah. So it's just one of those things for you just have to be very intentional with every step that you take.
Yeah. Had you had you had something last Saturday?
Yeah, I had an art exhibition.
Yeah, how was that?
It was actually, I was surprised at the turnout. I didn't know that many people were into art like that. So it's just one of the things for, like, I'm trying to do is expose, I guess, our sphere to art and see how we can, you know, progress it to a level.
Yo, no cap. First of all, I'm just going to expose myself here. I've never understood art because even in school, like, I'm telling you, my mom used to ask me, "What on this report card is looking like this?" But art, I don't know. The guy, I've told the teacher, you know, the 20 bob. Yeah. All my art exams, the 20 bob, I'd put it here, the 20, 10, and 5. Then I just shade like this. And I tell him, this is contemporary art. That time I don't even know what that means, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, art is an expression of self, right? So with everything that you're doing, even that's art, yes. Yeah. But it's like, I mean, you can take it further, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, cool. How can I get people to understand what I'm doing? How can I show people what's in my mind, right? So with my exhibition, what I'm trying to do is create, what I did basically was create an environment that speaks to that. Well, so for me, it was about the entire experience. So it was about the decor, the lighting, the ambience of the entire event. Because I wanted it to be an event, because I've realized in Kenya, traditional art exhibitions don't necessarily have the pull that I would necessarily want for myself. So I was like, how can I set myself apart in an industry that is very, so in the art world, it's called very white cube.
Yeah.
So it's, everything is very pristine and very, you know, and I was just like, okay, cool. Like, how do I shake that cube a bit?
Well, bro, congratulations and all the best with that, you know.
Thank you.
But now to why we're here today, and that's basically fitness. So
are you charging dowry?
For sure.
Nah, I get the discounts, man. What you talking about?
The team has taken notes. So when I'm buying my next artwork, we'll just deduct it, you know. Yeah, but anyways, why we're here today is basically talk about fitness. And I'll start with you. What got you into fitness?
Well, to be honest, my journey started in 2017.
Yeah.
So, you know, growing up, I was always quite active. I was like in a lot of sport teams. I was always in like the roundest team, the football team in school. And I was quite a sporty child. And then I went, so I was there, I was in Brabant for that.
Yeah.
And then I went to Brookhouse. And I think Brookhouse was like Dowdy. I met Dowdy in Brookhouse. And Brookhouse is a little bit more laid back in terms of sport. But it was like super disciplined when it came to like academics. And I wasn't at that academic level yet, because I came from like Brabant, that was just so like
sporty,
you know, laid back, like not academic at all. And so I kind of was just like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna start going to the gym. And I would wake up every single day at 5, and I lived really far away from school, like I lived an hour away. So I'd wake up at 5, get to the gym at 6, I would train for like an hour. Bearing in mind at that time, when I say train, I was just running on the treadmill. Like, I was just running. Like, I had absolutely no idea about what I was doing in the gym. I had, like, no idea at all. I was just focused on, you know what, I'm not happy with, like, how I feel right now. Yeah. And I want to do something about it. So I'm just going to go to the gym. And I was just so obsessed with this idea of going to the gym. But I had no idea what I was doing. So I was just spending hours and hours and hours running. And I did lose weight. But I was just, like... out of like shape, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went to uni in the UK, and you know what your first year of uni is like. I put on 15 kilos, and of course, because I was like restricting myself in high school so much with what I ate, so I would like cut out carbs, and it was just so unhealthy. Like, that's just not the way to live life. I'm such a foodie. I love food. I love chocolate. I love crisps. I love all that. And I was like, I don't want it to be depriving myself all the time. And so like uni was a clear experience, I think, in my first year, of how I just put on 15 kilos because I had cut out everything. And you just gain it back if it's not a sustainable way of doing things. So yeah, that happened in uni. And then I got to a point where I was like, oh my God, I've put on all this weight. I don't even want to come back to Kenya, because people are going to be like, oh my God, look at you. And how do you look and all this? And I was like, when I think about it now, I'm just like, you know, I was in such a bad place. And so when I came back in 2017 and I graduated, I was like, okay, I feel more stable. I'm in Kenya now. And the crazy thing is like, food here is so much more fresher, so much more organic. So like, even in the UK, you could feel like you're eating healthy, but there's like so much additives and preservatives in like food that you think you're eating healthy, but you're actually not. So it was just easier for me to be here and like to actually be like stabilize my fitness journey here. And I started in 2017, and I've just been really consistent since, and I feel great.
I don't know what I've done since 2017, but anyways, yo, Dowdy, what about you?
So I guess for me, okay, how it started, I'll start from the very beginning, actually. Yeah. So I think when I was, the very first time when I first moved to Kenya, I got robbed, right?
Oh my.
Wow.
So for me, it was
this
more of like,
interesting.
Okay, cool. And the thing is, it was robbed by some other school kids, right? From a different school or something, yeah. You know, I was walking home. So for me, I think from that time, it kind of like made a flip in my mind. It was like, okay, cool. I'm never going to be vulnerable like that again. So it started like that. It was like, okay, cool. I need to do this for me,
wow.
You know? So you're here, I'm 14 years old, trying to go to the gym, telling you, no, you can't, you know, because you're not old enough to take, you know, because there's a thing of like, you're only 16 and above to, you know, gyms have rules. So I was like, okay, fine. We're in school. It's Brookhouse. I'm like, all right, fine. We're going to play sports. I played every sport you could think of. I was in swimming. I played cricket. I played hockey, you know, I've just anything to, I could be, let's be active so I can be able to run, you know, just in case, you know? So, but then that actually just started like, okay, cool. When I started gymming, it was like, okay, how do I then build on this? So I was like, okay, let me learn from whoever instructor we had in the gym. Let's go. And to the point, I think I even start going, I used to go at lunchtimes. I used to go in the morning. I used to go after school.
I would see you in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, literally. It was one of those things where I was like, okay, I'm always, guys used to be like, oh, where do you find me? There's only three places. You have the art room, the music room, or the gym. That's where you knew I was, or on the field.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to hang out, find me there. And then when we got to uni, I was like, okay, I started doing athletics, right? So I did, I'm a sprinter. So I was like, okay, cool. How am I going to be able to do this and also gym at the same time? Because really cardio stuff kind of shreds you very quickly. and you're still trying to gain muscle. So, and the thing is, when you get to uni, you meet big guys, you know, get like these, you know, I went to South Africa, right? Yeah. So these guys who play rugby and everyone has been huge since high school. And, you know, here you are, you think, I thought I was big. No, no, I was still skinny. You know, you still have that, like, you've just finished your growth spurt, the first level of your growth spurt. So you're like, okay, cool. So everything that you had is kind of stretched out a bit. So it was like, okay, fine. Let's see how best we can do this. So I got the big guys to start training me and we started moving like that. All right, cool. So you see how they eat, what's their diet like, you know? And the thing is, because we're all in the same residence and everything. So they're like, yo, don't eat whatever they're giving us today. Like, let's go here and get something. Let's, you know? So they would kind of like put you on the same wavelength that they're on. Mm. And I think I never used to take protein. I never used to do anything. Because I was like, let's just start. If I'm going to start, let me start just natural. Gotcha. Like, let my body build it for itself. Wow. And then we can, you know, slowly, when we get to a level where like we're comfortable with it, boom. Then I lost all the weight at some point because I had a surgery on my shoulder. And then it was also like, okay, cool. Now I know that this is a lifestyle that I want. I need to be able to build this all back up.
Yeah.
So at that point, after my surgery, when I was really, really working on building my, I think I was going about seven days out of seven a week. Just to be like, all right, cool. It's an hour a day. That's all you need. You know, just like consistency. Just like be there. Even if I'm not doing a lot, just be there. Yeah. And then you actually really see the difference. Yeah.
Well, okay. First, I'll come to you. From his journey, I've gotten a lot that he was doing it with the team. Yeah. What about yours? Is it something you've done alone or is it something you do with other people?
Well, I think like throughout, I think especially like in Kenya, it was hard. I did have a lot of like active friends, like in school, we were all in sports teams and stuff together. But I think as like you grow up and life gets in the way and it gets busy and things like that, people, you know, it's hard to prioritize the gym. And so for majority of the time, I think I was doing it by myself. But when I do get demotivated, I try reach out to like people who I know. Like I hit up Dowdy actually recently and I was like, listen, I'm feeling demotivated. Come to my house. Let's have a session.
Yeah.
And I think that's what gives you, gives me at least the motivation when I'm surrounded around people who are like-minded in that sense where we share the same goals and the same vision and the same mission and we're able to kind of like execute together and it gives you that drive, you know? But obviously like motivation is something that only gets you going. That's what I believe. I think discipline is what keeps you going. And like that's what gives you the consistency. And I think you have to find motivation in something that's sustainable. Like it's not enough to just be like, I want to look good. Because for me, what triggered it was my mental health. Like I suffered from anxiety. And I think that was what my coping mechanism, like going to the gym, I just feel so good throughout the day. So yeah, I think surrounding yourself with like-minded people is definitely, to answer your question, like something that helps me when I feel demotivated.
No, I like the thing for, because for me, that's one thing I struggle with, man. I'll go like, I'll go for like a month. I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
After the month, yo, man, all those gym plans canceled. I'm about to do the same things that
think,
you know.
Honestly, I think it's hard. It is hard. And I think you just have to honestly, like Dowdy said, have something. Like even just 1% is like better than nothing. You know, like even if you tell yourself, I'm just going to go for a walk today and you start off baby steps. I think by the end of the week, you're like, oh my God, I've been able to go like 5 or 6 days a week. And like, that's better than me. Like, you know, not going even one day. Cause back in the day, I remember I used to be like, oh my God, I haven't gone to the gym today. Oh my God. Like, that's it. Like my whole week is canceled, you know? Whereas that's what sets you apart from everybody else. I think like when you're able to be like, no, I just had a bad day. It was a bump in the road and tomorrow I'm going to get back on it and do better.
Do you think you like the gym?
I absolutely love it. Wow. I mean, I have days where I don't want to go 100%. I'm human like everybody else, but like, it's just like I said, my coping mechanism, like it's just what makes me feel good.
Because I think it's tough though. You see, for me it's very easy to do something I like, you get like bad, good, whatever day it is, I'm always down to play football. But
you see, Tupac, I think that's very important because I think like you finding other ways to stay active, because let's be honest, not everybody likes the gym. But it's like, even with me some days, you but even with me some days, like, I just don't want to go. And so I've even like started, a friend and I organized a girls football team, which we do on Wednesdays. Tuesdays,
man. Yo, push it to Wednesdays. Let me come and check out you guys.
We have boys too.
So I saw on Snaps. Yeah.
And yeah, that's a different way to like stay active.
But Wednesdays, I'm a Wednesdays for Bar Next Door.
Bar Next Door is cancelled.
Yeah, but yo, please, Wednesdays, yeah. But anyways, now to you, Dawdy, I like, do you actually like the gym to start with?
Yeah, 100%. 100, yeah? Yeah. Like, it's actually, it's one of those things that's actually just good. I realize it's good for my mental health. Like, it's just one of the places where, like, cool, I'm coming here for Kazi. We're going to go, we're going to do this thing, and then you leave.
Yeah.
Like, there's, because even with my gym partner, there was a point where we see each other every day, and then you realize, man, we haven't spoken. And the thing is, because we know when we're going to the gym, it's okay, yeah, we're doing sets, we're doing things, but you haven't actually talked to your friend yet. Wow. You know, and I see you every day and you're like, okay, man, actually we haven't let's meet on the week, let's go out or something. Yeah. You know, but it's one of those things for like, okay, because we know that in this space it's just okay, we're here, let's do what we need to do, leave. It's a place of like, we're just here to let's work. It's a place of work, you know, and it feels good to just release that stress. But also one thing I noticed is people don't know when to take breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
see, so even, yeah, someone can go, like, you don't have to start on Monday, you know? You can start Wednesday, Thursday, I go Friday, maybe I do something on Sunday afternoon, you know? Yeah. If you're doing four times a week. Oh. But sometimes you're like, okay, cool, as long as you've got them, as long as you've got your days for the week. Yeah. You say, I want to do minimum 5 days, figure it out, do 5 days a week.
Yeah. And what motivates you to go to the gym?
The healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I feel good when I go to the gym. It's one of those places where you're just like, okay, like, I can, I feel more like myself, you know, where you're just like, okay. Like, but it's also building, like, you know, when you're building different parts of your body, you're like, okay, cool. I can see this part progressing to a certain level. I'm like, okay, cool. Like recently, I know I was like, okay, I'm going to work on my back. Because after that point when I'd lost weight, it was the part that actually had diminished a lot because I was on my back a lot.
Yeah.
So it became quite flat. And I was like, nah, let's build this back up. And you're like, you know, we can see the progress. And you're like, damn, okay, 1 month in, you know, okay, cool, the traps are growing. Then, you know, and you check yourself out in the mirror, you're like, okay, cool. Like,
language, I don't even understand. Okay.
So it's just one of those things. Like, you just see the, because like, a lot of the time is people think progress is going to come very quickly.
That's patience.
And it's just like, nah, take your time with it. Like, you know, it's like, yo, it's 6 weeks from now, you're going to be looking different. Yeah. 8 weeks, wow. You know, if I stay here 2 months, boom, 3 months, you're like, okay, now this looks completely different from where I was because you stayed consistent.
You know, like, listening to both your stories, if there's one thing I've picked is you guys have not just like, you guys have intrinsic motivation. Like, your motivation is from within you. You get, like, for me, no cap, when I went to the gym, it was all extrinsic motivation. Like, I was doing it for all the wrong reasons, you get. Yeah. But you see, like, for you said you're not happy, for you said, you know, you wanted. And like, I don't know how you find that balance, you know, to find that intrinsic, whatever, especially for something that comes after so long.
It's because it's not about the initial gratification.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, because I know it's a
problem with our generation. Yeah. Instant gratification.
Yeah. I want abs today. I'm going to, you know, go to the gym and bash out. You know, those guys wake up at 3 a.m. Like, because you've been, you know, when guys overthink or something, you wake up at 3 a.m., start doing sit-ups. And you're like, okay, man, like, what, no. What are you doing? Just take it easy. Things will come. Just
me and those guys for instant gratification. Bro, I can go like this gym one day. I felt like
the Hulk.
I felt a bit like the shoulders have added or what, you know. But yeah, bro, that's actually, that's very interesting to hear, you know, like, to find something that actually, because I'm also not a patient person, so how to find that patience, like, you know, how do you guys work around
that? I think, honestly, the patience aspect of it is that when your goals are more driven, when they're more centered around kind of you, how you feel, rather than how you look or how you others perceive you, is how you're able to kind of stay consistent. Because like, I think even like you said, you were going to the gym for all the wrong reasons, right? I think even me in the beginning,
I'm even starting because December is coming.
Good coast. I mean, yeah, I think that's another reason though, right? Yeah.
Wrong reasons though.
I mean, yeah, but I think everybody wants to look good at the end of the day as well.
True.
It's just you have to also, like, it has to be also something that's like about how you feel, because how you feel is just like the most important thing. I think even with me in the beginning, like, I didn't want to like be in the gym because I was like, I don't know how to use these machines and I don't know how like people are going to look at me and like, I don't know, I'm not supposed to be here. And it's like, when you actually are like, I'm doing this for me, you know, not for anybody else, then I think you're able to really like thrive.
First of all, you've even brought a very important part. Huh? First of all, you know me. Naturally, I'm a small guy. You know, when I go to the gym, I see some weird guys. I'm like, hey, demotivation, 100.
They should be motivated.
How did you even walk through that, actually, that you saw, like, these guys that were actually way bigger than you? And, you know.
Because for me, it was like, okay, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
It was just, it's a simple, it was just a simple, like, okay, look, I see what these guys have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Because some of them are too big. Let me know, like, these guys were like, yo, you can't.
But everybody's goals are also different,
exactly.
Right?
But you see, I'm just like, okay, what's going to be comfortable for me? When I'm like, all right, cool. When I look in the mirror, I'm going to be satisfied at the end of the day. You know? Where it's just like, all right, cool. This is, I can look at myself and be like, nah, you're out of shape. And I'll just be like, okay, at some point, it's going to start bothering you. We'll wait till that point happens. You know, because sometimes you haven't been to the gym, let's say, in a month. You've been working, you've been doing what.
But you know, like, it's interesting to hear that, because for guys, Like you said, you know, you go to the gym and you see all these guys and they're like really big and stuff. And with girls, it's like, I feel like it's even more toxic in the sense that like we spend a lot of our time on Instagram, right? And I feel like with women, like, I am not against surgery at all. Like, you know, you do what makes you happy. But at the same time, it also like makes young girls look at all these Instagram models and things like that. And they're like, oh my God, I want to look like that. And it's like, a lot of them also just went to a doctor overnight and got those bodies. Not that it's not that it, you know, every to each his own, but it's like, you're kind of running after something that, you know, you'll never be able to achieve, because also everybody's bodies are different. I'm not going to be able to look exactly like that. I'm built different. My frame is different. And well, it's
also
important.
It's because we're in our 20s. Let's put it that way, because this is not going to stay like this forever.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, while I have the opportunity to look like this, I'm going to make sure that I can get it to the best of, you know, best shape ever. So I'm just like, because I know what, 20, 30 years from now.
Yeah. It might change.
Hopefully not. But
anyways, there's something that the two of you have really brought out a lot in this conversation, is the aspect of fitness and mental health. Mm-hmm. So what relationship do you think exists between the two?
I remember one of my PE teachers telling me, but this was actually Stephen Booker, she was saying that there's actually a correlation to the people who go to gym, you have more consistent grades, like, and you consistently get better because your mind is at ease somewhere else. The mind has been able to do something else and work on focus on something else, like intrinsically, right?
Yeah.
So it gives you that space for your mind to relax. Right, because you know the thing is doing, because the gym is a lot of repetitive motion.
Yeah.
Right, and then now let's say now in exams, it's like you have to recall information, so it will be like, okay, cool. Like the same way, it becomes like muscle memory. So it also helps you really be in a space where you can, okay, cool. How can I get to a part of my mind where I'm just like, okay, this is like a natural thing, because like exams used to be so much pressure.
Yeah.
Right, but then you see like, okay, cool. If I can do it like anything else. Like, I'm just at home doing a practice paper. Like back in those days, you'd be like, all right, cool. Then it just felt like very natural.
I've never looked at it like that, though. But what about you?
I think Dali's covered most of it. But also, I think, like, scientifically, right?
Yeah.
You release endorphins, I think, when you
do.
Work out. So that's already something that's making you feel better automatically. And I think also, like, nutrition has a big role to play in it as well. Like, you need to... Even what you eat has an effect on your mental. Because I remember in Brayburn, like before I came to Brookhouse, we were at the tuck shop. I was the first one at the tuck shop all the time. Break time and lunchtime, number one. I had those little super rings. I used to buy like 5 of them. And I would just like snack on them the whole day after school. Like, you know, and then they had the Demas, the little sweets and like the pin pops. And that was just literally my, and now when I think about it, I'm like, how was I living like that? That's probably why I was caught up in drama all the time, because I was just, my mind was not
clear, you know?
No, but it's actually true. When you exercise, you know, the endorphins and then there's dopamine, serotonin.
Exactly.
And then it also reduces cortisol, which gives you stress, you get.
Exactly.
So yeah, like today before I left, my dad asked me, so what are you presenting? And basically I let him know that I was doing this. And he actually told me the craziest thing ever. He was like, you know, like, why I feel like a lot of our generation is struggling a lot with mental health is because for them, exercise came naturally. Mm-hmm. You see, your parent tells you they walked to school.
Exactly. Yeah.
They did chores. Exactly. They walked back home. They had to fetch water. They did fishing, cooking, yeah. hunting.
Yeah.
So you see, all that was some sort of exercise yeah. in a weird way. But in our generation, the only exercise you probably do is from your bed to the shower.
Or to the club.
Downstairs, you know. yeah, club. Or maybe the mini steps you do in the club. But other than that, you know, there's nothing you're doing. Yeah. But if you look at those guys, like, it all comes naturally.
Yeah.
And it was actually whatever. And that brings me now to my next question. Do you think that going to the gym has made you feel better about yourself?
But that's quite broad. I mean, about myself in what sense? Because I feel like there's a lot of aspects to it. Going to the gym makes me feel better, yes, physically.
Has it increased, like, your self-confidence?
110%. Like, I feel like me just knowing that I'm able to be more disciplined, me knowing that I'm able to take accountability, me being able to know that I can, like, wake up in the morning and I'm not feeling like I need to go, but I go anyways, that just... All of those aspects together has increased my self-esteem, my self-confidence. And just like, you know, that saying, when you look good, you feel good. I think it's super true.
What about you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, what's the question?
the question was, do you feel like going to the gym has helped your self-confidence? How you feel about yourself?
Definitely. In terms of self-confidence, yeah, because... I think even when I was in uni, you could see the steps,
yeah,
you know, slowly. Because even then, when I started doing athletics, you can see, okay, cool, I'm getting faster.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of just being consistent, just consistency. Yeah. And it helps you, even like, I guess, with friendships, it's just weird, you know, because I'm like, okay, cool. I know that here I can be consistent with these people.
Yeah.
Here I can do, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like how people start to interact with you.
Yeah.
You can see that, okay, like, the way they interact with you because of how you've presented yourself. Because of how you mentally feel.
And also, I think, like, just spending that time, if you go to the gym by yourself, which I do most of the time,
yeah.
I think, like, the fact that you spend so much time with yourself, like, on a daily basis, you have, let's say, that 1 hour to yourself, you learn a lot about yourself in that 1 hour, even though you're locked in and you're doing whatever you're doing in the gym, like, you're spending a good 1 hour dedicated to yourself for the day, and that already, like, gives you more self-awareness.
You really push yourself. Sometimes when I'm, like, I realize when I gym by myself, because when I'm with friends, yeah, we're kind of pushing each other.
Yeah.
But then, like, sometimes when I'm on my own and I haven't had a partner in, let's say, a while, you really know how to push yourself. Because the thing is, I could stop halfway. I could do the routine, do the major stuff, major muscle groups or whatever, and be like, okay, I'm done for the day. I'm tired. I'm out.
Yeah.
But then you're like, okay, cool. Today, it's for pushing. Let's go. You know?
Yeah. But... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, like, I think also a lot of people get scared about going to the gym because they think that it's this place that's, like, where everybody is going ham and everyone's going hard. And I think, like, as much as that's great, everybody's at different levels, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's also a place where, like, you know, in the gym that I work out in, I have every day, well, not every day, the four times a week I go,
yeah.
I always see this lady who's, like, a little bit older. She's, like, maybe in her 60s or something, and I see her there every single time I go, and I'm like, wow, like, I want to be like this when I'm 60. Like, she's so dedicated, and she doesn't do anything crazy. Like, she's not there lifting the heaviest of weights. She's just there, and, like, that's enough, you know. And I feel like that's why a lot of people are just scared, because they think that, like, you have to be this, like, really hench person, or, like, even with girls, like, I have to have been working out for a really long time to be at the gym. But I think it's just, you have to be in your own lane and, like, your own path, and just trust it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, no, I think that's actually an important point. And I think, like, you know, I was telling you before the podcast started how, first of all, I'm very shy. Second of all, low self-esteem. But, like, the fact that you guys have talked about it so well, I think it's something I'll actually, you know, put on the table, you know. And, in fact... Actually, I've also remembered something I wanted to share with you guys was today I saw there was a study. I think it was done. It's a TED TED Talks. It says change your life something. And it just showed this. So they took 20 hotel, like those ladies that work in hotels, the ones that clean and make beds and what. Mm-hmm. And they told 10 of them nothing. Mm-hmm. And then 10 of them were told, by the way, you know, when you make a bed, this is how many calories you tend to lose. When you clean, this. And surprisingly, the 10 that were told were happy at the end of the test. Mm. They lost more weight. And, like, you know, their self-esteem, yeah. when, you know, it yeah. rose. So
wait, when this is the group that, which group?
The group that was told.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the other group, for them, it was just work. But okay. now this other group that was told, like, it was exercise. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, everything seemed mm-hmm. to improve. And yeah. they lost weight as mm-hmm. well, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And that's, you see the everyday exercise thing. So that's also, I think, one of the things that I'm also like trying to also push, because yeah. I believe in the importance of fitness and mental health.
Yeah.
But how can we also make everyday exercise
enjoyable? Yeah, I think. And I think also it's just like a lot of people are very like, if I don't go every day, then I'm not doing anything. But it's like, I like this rule of the 80 to 20% rule, where like yeah. 80% of the time you're on your healthy shit and you have your stuff together, right? But 20% of your life, have fun. Like, life is also about enjoying. Isn't like this whole stuff of like restricting yourself and like, oh my God, I'm counting each and every single calorie. Like, it's just not sustainable. You really need to like live a little. Like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go out, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to have my chocolate fudge cake. But the next day in the morning, I'm waking up and I'm having my protein out, yeah. and I'm having my salads and I'm having my greens, you know? So it's just about balance, even though it's hard.
I could see the thing what you were saying. It's a perspective.
Yeah.
You see? Mm-hmm. So the group that wasn't told, yeah. like they were going about their normal lives. Like, this is something I have to do. Let's move on. Right.
Yeah.
And then you see now, because these people were given perspective, right? Yeah. They're able to see the difference of how it was able to change their lives, even just for a little. Yeah. Right. So the thing is, like, yes, now with gym, it would be like, okay, cool. Cause I know what the benefits are. Right. So because I'm like, okay, I guess I have that perspective where it's like, okay, cool. I know the hard work pays off eventually. Yeah. Like, I know I'm not a patient person per se, mm-hmm. but I mean, like, yeah, I'm an artist. Like, I have to watch paint dry, you know, yeah, this kind of thing.
I was about to ask how you do
But you see, it's like, then you find patience in other things. Yeah. You see, it's just like, okay, cool. Because even in the gym, you're like, all right, cool. I know this is 6 weeks from now, this is going to be nice. But right now, because obviously week one is always like the worst.
You know, honestly, Dari, I think you're a really patient guy.
You think so?
You are.
Maybe, I don't know. But
that's a good thing, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like, okay, I know that the first week, the second week are going to be so hard. And people yeah. always just like, okay, we've done a week, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks. And then, you know, you've traveled, you had a weekend in Naivasha or something. You come back, Monday, now I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, just stick with it. Just stick with it. Just for a little bit. And yeah. you see, like, okay, that's what I tell people. It's like, oh, cool. If you can do a week, you can do 2 weeks. If you've done 2 weeks, you can do a mm-hmm. month. Then that month becomes six weeks, you know? Then you're like, okay, just have little increments that you're telling yourself, okay, cool. If I make it there, then.
Exactly, that one step.
Yeah. And I swear at some point, like, you get so into it that, like, you're even like, oh my God, I have to. You'll be on holiday and you'll want to be at the gym. I promise.
For real, yeah.
Like hotels that
that's
have
gonna yeah. be YouTube.
Me, I'm waking
next
up at like one. I'm waking up like
let's
one.
Next year.
Literally, actually the only actually thing that I did actually on holiday for like fitness was I was reading this book, I can't even remember the name that my dad gave me. And it says, learn to pick up the small habits to change your life, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt okay, I still do, but I kind of feel like I was hitting the ball short in golf, yeah. So like if I increased a bit of power in my arms, I might hit the ball a bit longer in golf, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I add like the distance in golf, my game might be a bit better. So then every time I'd piss, I'd do push-ups. Because I read like, do something you do every day that stops you, yeah? So you actually end up doing like 80 push-ups mm-hmm. a day. But if you ask me right now to do 80 push-ups, hey, I'm struggling again. Yeah. But you see, like, that's like even my dad, when I came here, I was like, try to find ways to show people that exercise is actually crucial for your mental health
yeah.
and find little ways to add exercise
exactly.
into your life.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the gym,
yeah,
but what's the little steps you can do
yeah.
to do exercise? And if you can affect your health positively, then that means your mental health also, you know, 100%. Prospers. Because my dad says there's four keys to having mental health. and they fall in this order based on how much you consume them. The first one is sleep.
Yeah.
Get?
Yeah.
You sleep most of 8 hours. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're not sleeping well, if you're not sleeping long enough, if you're having problems sleeping, it'll definitely have some sort of effect on your mental health. Mm. The next one is food. So what do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then now the next one becomes exercise.
Yeah.
And then finally meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys.
I agree with that 100%. Sleep is so important. Like people always just like, yeah, man, I'm so lazy. Why do you sleep? Like your body needs it for you to be functioning in the
some
right
people
way.
People don't bend as permanently. They didn't say nothing, you know. But anyways, you guys, thank you. And as we come to the end of this podcast, I'd like to ask you, starting with you, what advice would you give a younger you?
Younger me. I think I would tell myself.
Stop eating the rings.
That too. Yeah. No, I think I'd tell myself to just honestly, as cliche as it sounds, just to trust the process.
Yeah.
And to honestly just stay patient. Like, I think when you're calm and collected, you can better execute things. So I think I would just tell myself to just, stay on your own path and just focus on you.
Yeah. Daddy, what about you? What advice would you tell a younger you?
I think I'd tell him to just stay focused, you know. Yeah. Don't be too worried about, like, your outward appearance, you know, because, like, do things for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody, there's always pressures from, you know.
Everyone.
So it's just like, nah, just focus on yourself. You know, like, everything will fall in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what advice would you give an older you?
These questions. I think an older me, I would tell myself to maybe, like, control my environment so that it doesn't control you, if that makes sense. So I think just, like, being around people who are driven and who have the same morals, values, ethics, that kind of thing. Because I think it's really important to have like a strong support system in life, because you're always going to experience, you know, ups and downs. Yeah. And fluctuations. And you, as much as you can do it yourself, I think you need a strong support system to flourish. Like, yeah.
I believe in that as well. Mm-hmm. What about you, Dodi?
I think I'd tell future me to stick with it as well. You know, just be, and also just be patient. That's what I tell future me, is be patient at all, at every single step. Because also, like, I like
for patient for not so patient guy. Yeah. That's crazy advice.
You tell it's like, it's basically just like, okay, cool. You want things to be a specific way, and the thing is, things might not work out. But it's also if you just allow yourself to be in an, like Lina was saying, be in an environment that really helps you flourish, and be around people that are really there to push you. The thing is, a lot of the time it's like your environment also. I don't know that thing about being a product of your environment, right?
Yeah.
My thing is, if you can also build the environment that you want that best suits you, right? So if you surround yourself with particular, you know, like-minded people that, you know, push you, are also driven, also ambitious, there's nothing you really can't do. Mm-hmm. So I'd tell him just.
And I think, sorry, can I just add to my.
Come on.
Also just like, don't settle, because like, I think like, everybody peaks at different times in their life. So I don't want to look back when I'm like 50 and feel like it's too late to do anything, you know, like not look back, sorry, look forward. Yeah. I don't want to look forward later on and be like, it's too late. Like, it's not too late. I think people do things at different times in their life. Like I told you, that woman who I see all the time, 60, like she's working on herself even at 60. So just never feel like it's too late to start anything.
We've talked about fitness, we've talked about everything. I don't know if you guys have any like last words for the camera, for the guys listening at home. You might have had something that inspired you today that you want to share. I don't know, but no pressure.
Daddy.
Yes. Like, yes, Lena. Let's see. I think I'll just tell people to be open to new things.
Yeah.
Be open to new things, new ideas, and be open to making new relationships with people, you know? Mm. Because you never know where that relationship will take you. You might be the best of friends 2 years down the line, you know, just because you opened yourself up to, you know, interacting with a new person who will then introduce you to something that you really love.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody who now introduces you to the gym, you know, or.
yeah, but no cap, that's some good advice, you know, because weirdly, like a few days ago, someone that I had a thing is like last year towards the start, like she texted me like a few days ago and told me, it's crazy how I learned more about you through your podcast than even through you.
Oh, wow.
But it's just because I'm not an old, like, to my friends I am, but like, when it reaches that kind of thing, sometimes, you know,
you see, you're like, there's levels, you know, it's like,
But yeah, what about you?
I think, honestly, you guys have covered most of it. I just want to see you in the gym next year.
Inshallah.
Bet.
And, you know, I think it's like you said, just stepping out of your comfort zone. Like, I think even today, I'm not somebody who's very, like, I hate the camera.
Yo, zoom on her face by this. So
I really hate the camera, but I think me being here today is just me trying something new, stepping out of my comfort zone. And thank you for giving me that opportunity. So yeah, like Dowdy said, just trying new things, be open to new relationships. I think that was some really good advice.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Dowdy, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you guys being here and, you know, sharing your story and everything. And for those listening at home, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, just to kick it is a blessing. See you next week. Goodbye.